Good evening. Yes, as Glenn said, my name's Alan. I am from Bangor. I went to Bangor Grammar, which might be a good thing or a bad thing, depending on what part of the country you're from. My beautiful wife, Helena, and I are serving with Arab World Ministries, Pioneers, in the Middle East, and we've been there for just over 8 years. We have three wonderful children, as you can see. A new one is only about 2 months old. And next month we'll be moving to Jordan to serve with Syrian refugees. So it's kind of interesting that I come after David, because Syria is a country which technically is still at a state of war with the country that David's from. So it's somewhat ironic, but also maybe a picture of God's plan to bring unity to his church. I want to share about the people of Syria. Syria has a number of different people groups, Arab, Sunni Muslims making up approximately three quarters. However, there are minority groups such as the Alawites, which would be the main group for the regime. But also traditional Christians, a number of them would be evangelical born again, and also Druze and some other minority groups. Now, notice I said I want to share about the people of Syria and not the crisis in Syria. God's heart is broken for the poor, suffering people of Syria today who are destroying themselves and their beautiful land. 2 million refugees, half of those are children. Millions are displaced within the country itself. Over 100,000 dead. But God does not just feel for the Syrians. God goes to action for the Syrians. Romans 6:23 explains to us that the Syrians are suffering the wages of their sin, but God's free gift is eternal life in Jesus Christ. During our years in Syria, most people were friendly, warm, and hospitable. Our aim was to see Matthew 4:24 become a reality again, that the fame of Jesus would spread throughout Syria and that people would come to him as their hope. We lived in Damascus, but we also had many opportunities to go to remote parts of the country where Muslims living there knew no one who could bring Christ to them. Almost always, Syrians were happy to talk about matters of faith, to receive a Bible or a gospel tape. Although many were devout, they had many questions about the person of Jesus. When we offered to pray for Muslims, more often than not, they were happy to receive that and felt honored. And they were fascinated by these people who would pray to God the Father. However, at the same time, Syria was a hard place to live. Although there was freedom to practice religion, there was not freedom to witness like we have here. It was a police state closed off to the West. Corruption and bribery at every level of society was often draining. Just getting residency visas was difficult. The small evangelical church were faithful and still are faithful, but weren't really allowed to witness to the majority of people, so that made things very difficult for them. We only saw a handful of scattered believers from a Muslim background. And then, after living in Syria for 4 years, our dream of seeing countless disciples made and churches for believers from a Muslim background was shattered when we were told that we had 6 days to leave because our visas were being cancelled. We were heartbroken that so few people were able to reach the millions in Syria who had yet to hear the gospel. When we moved to Lebanon, right next door, we sensed that the Lord would someday bring us back to Syria. We never thought that it would be the way that it is now. Stories of savagery and rape were common. Last week, chemical weapons attacks killed hundreds, many of them children. It's hard to tell who the good sides are in this conflict. The atrocities are piling up on both sides. Some Muslim groups want to replace the government with an Islamic state, which would be disastrous for the entire country, especially the church. So with that backdrop, It's an unprecedented time for Syrian Muslims. Churches both inside Syria and in neighbouring countries are responding to the needs. We know tens of thousands of Syrian Muslims have heard an audio drama that we were able to produce, which shares the gospel to Muslims in a way that they can understand. Many Syrian Muslims are studying the Bible for the first time. The most significant fruit is among the Kurds, who are up in the north of the country primarily. So I'm here to ask you to pray. Pray for the local church whose existence is under serious threat from extremist Muslims. Pray for us as we move to Jordan next month. Many children, Syrian children, have lost 2 years of schooling. In Jordan, Syrian children who've been able to go to local schools are often far behind the rest, and there's very little help for them. I've just finished a master's in teaching, and we plan to use education and other ways to help the many Syrian refugees and to share the love of Jesus for the poor. The team that we're joining is running a women's center, which is a place for women to go with their children to get advice for just practical things, but also to meet people like my wife, Helena, who can love them and disciple them. Pray for us to know the Spirit's equipping as we offer hope in Jesus, who suffered for us, to those who have suffered so much. Muslims are incredibly fatalistic and would see the current crisis ultimately as God's plan for their life. But we know that that's a lie. We know the truth is that God's will for the world and for them is that his kindness would lead us to repentance. Pray that this message reaches the millions, both inside Syria and outside Syria. And please remember to pray for our family. If you'd like to talk more with me, I'll be at the AWM stand over in the halls. You can also get our prayer letter if you send an email to me. Thank you very much.